I'm Mike Harding, and you're very welcome indeed to the show. I've just come back from Ireland. I was in my cottage in Connemara visiting the Connemara Rain Museum. 7 days I was there. It rained all day, every day pretty much, and there were some great varieties of rain in the Connemara Rain Museum. There was sideways Tibetan rain, there was fog with lumps in it, and there was even some Australian upside-down rain. Great stuff. Anyway, while I was in the house, stuck in with plenty to do, I've got to say, because I did a lot of writing, working on books and things while I was there, but also listening to a lot of music, I was able to pull off the shelf some of the stuff I'd not been listening to in a long while, including this next album I'm going to play you a track from, Dark to the Sky by Geordie band The Hush, and the track I'm going to play you is called Schumacher. Not to be confused with the racing driver or the philosopher of the same name. Schumacher in the Geordie dialect means shoemaker or cobbler. Lead vocals of Bob Fox, as you would recognise almost straight away.
Sent me to the school to learn to be a stocking knitter, but I went wrong and I played the fool, and I married with the shoemaker.
Shoemaker let me cry with all his sick and dirty wine. I wish a thousand deaths I'd die before I'd wed that shoemaker. His hoss, his fierce is like the high lump leather, his ears is like I don't know what, and his hair is like a bunch of heather.
Schumacher, leather, crack, a stick and kitten, rotten leather. I wish a thousand deaths I'd die before I'd wear that Schumacher.
He sent me for a pint of wine, I brought him back a pint of water, but he played me as good a trick, for he made me shoes of rotten leather.
Schumacher, leather, strap of three rows of rotten leather, all to wax and stink and water. Who would have a Schumacher?
Shoo-wop, shoo-wop. That's a great way to end any traditional Geordie song. Shoo-wop, shoo-wop, and a bit of saxophone. That was The Hush there from their album Dark to the Sky with Schumacher, lead vocals of Bob Fox. New double CD came through the letterbox this week from the great Eddie Reader, one of the great voices of Scotland, as many of you will know. If you've never seen her live, do go and see her, because as well as being a wonderful recording artist, live she just... I don't know how to describe it, really. Her hands move, her eyes close, and she becomes the song. She becomes the thing itself, and I love watching her perform. From her new album, The Best of Eddie Reader, Disc 2, this is her with the traditional song Willie Stewart. I do love this song. I've loved it ever since I first heard her sing it, way back when.
Come Bumpers High, express your joy, the bowl we must renew it. The tappet hen guy, bring our bend to welcome Willie Stewart.
You welcome Willie Stewart, you welcome Willie Stewart.
This ne'er a flower that blooms in May, the tap so welcomes thou art. flag, their action must they rue it. May women on him turn her back, the brangly Willie Stewart.
You welcome, Willie Stewart. You welcome, Willie Stewart.
There's ne'er a flower that blooms in May that's half so welcome's thou art. Flower, it grows, it feeds, it falls, and nature cannot renew it. But worth and truth, eternal youth, we'll give to Willie Stewart. May she whose arms shall enfold thy charms possess a loyal and true heart. To her be given, to Kim a heaven, she holds him, Willie Stewart. You're welcome, Willie Stewart. You're welcome, Willie Stewart. There's ne'er a flower that blooms in me that half so welcomes thou art.
Welcome, Willie Stewart.
Oh, you're welcome, Willie Stewart. There's ne'er a flower that blooms in me that half so welcomes thou art.
Willie Stewart from her album The Best of Eddie Reader Disc 2, just one of a two CD box set that arrived this week. I'm going to play you another track from that later on in the show. Right now, I'm going to play you a track from a guy who was playing in the Hush on the very first track in the programme, Jed Grimes, a human being in his own right. Great multi-instrumentalist. He plays guitar, electric guitar, slide guitar, bouzouki, all manner of things. And on his new album, which is called North Face, he does a brilliant version of the traditional song A Rake and a Rambling Boy. Backing vocals on this by Michael Doonan of Hedgehog Pie. And of course, the Mighty Doonans, of which Jed is an occasional member. A Rake and a Rambling Boy is a great song. I'd have been told not to mention the dustbin in Croydon, so I won't mention the dustbin in Croydon. There's a story there.
I'm a rake and a rambling boy. There's many a city I did enjoy. Now I married me a pretty little wife, and I loved her dearer than I loved my life. She was pretty, both neat and gay, caused me to rob the broad highway. Yes, I robbed it, I do declare, and I got myself 10,000 there. I'm a rake and a rambling boy. There's many a city I did enjoy. Now I've married me a pretty little wife, and I look the dearer than I love my life. My mother said she's all alone. My sister said she has no home. My wife, she's left in sad despair with a broken heart and a baby there. I'm a rake and a rambling boy. There's many a city that I did enjoy. Now I married me a pretty little wife, and I love her dearer than I love my life. When I die, don't bury me at all. Just place my bones in Alcay Hall. And at my breast, place a turtle dove to show the world that I died for love. I'm a rake and a rambling boy. There's many a city that I did enjoy. Now I'll marry me a pretty little wife, and I love her dearer than I love my life.
Rake and a rambling boy. Jed Grimes there from his new album North Face, and I'll play you another track from that in the weeks to come because it is a great album, six tracks only, but six brilliant tracks, and it's far better doing that, as I always say, than filling an album with four or five good tracks and a load of rubbish. Six damn good tracks on that. North Face from Jed Grimes. Now, there's a lot of fine Celtic Euro bands on the scene at the moment, by which I mean people in Europe like German bands, French bands, whatever, playing Celtic music with perhaps one or two members from Scotland or from Ireland or whatever. I'm going to play you something from a Belgian band later on in the programme, but first of all, here's something from a band from Sweden, a Celtic band from Sweden. I've already played a track or two from their albums, but in Ireland, sitting in the waiting room of the Rain Museum, I went through a lot of old stuff, like I said, and found their album I'm Here Because I'm Here. And was absolutely gobsmacked when I heard this version of three tunes, The Musical Priest, The Guns of the Magnificent Seven, and The Boys of Malin, a set of reels played like you never heard them before, not on the tenor banjo, but on the five-string banjo, which is far more difficult because you play with the back of the nail of your second finger and your thumb, and that's about it. This is just stunning. I still can't believe the speed at which that man is playing, and also the accuracy, and the feel for it too. It's not destroyed by speed, as a lot of tunes can be. That was Quilty from their album I'm Here, because I'm here with three reels: The Musical Priest, The Guns of the Magnificent Seven, and The Boys of Malin. The banjo player, by the way, is Swedish super musician Dag Wessling. I think that's how you pronounce his name. Great band, Quilty. Three fine, fine albums of Irish traditional music out on the market for you to go and gather. Now, in the show on the environment I did a while back, I had to miss this next track out because of constraints of time, but I'm going to play it now. Eric Bogle, one of our finest singer-songwriters ever, from his album Singing the Spirit Home, with a beautiful song about a terrible event. As many of you will know, Eric left Scotland to go and live in Australia, and he was there at the time of some terrible bushfires.
About 9 o'clock, we saw the first smoke stain the far horizon. A soft rolling shroud of shifting white cloud above the mountains rising. Uneasy and afraid, we watched and we prayed as the clouds grew ever higher. But an hour before noon, they'd blocked out the sun, and the mountains were on fire. Bushfire. Ah, bushfire. And all through the gloom on that long afternoon, the fire fell and grew stronger. Driven by the wind, it danced along the mountain rims, roaring out its anger. Fed by the breeze and the helpless trees, consuming destroying all before it. Bushfire. Ah, bushfire. Our farm, our home, and all that we owned lay in the path of as it drove our destruction nearer. But no words of men can bring down the rain or set the wind to turning. And around midnight we lost the fight, and our hope flames set their wool on fire. They ran terrified, they roasted and died, their own fleece, their funeral pyre. So we packed up and ran while the fire's red hand hungrily out to find us. While so long and hard to build, and so quick and easily killed, our dreams burn down behind us. Bushfire. Upon the land, he buys and he sells and he zones it, plants his seeds, cuts down his weeds, and imagines that he owns it. For 20 years, our land. We plowed and we sowed and we tamed it, but where the bushfire has passed, there's only black ash, and nature has reclaimed it. Bushfire.
Eric Bogle there with Bushfire from his album Singing the Spirit Home, and I played that especially for my friend Maggie, who looked after the house for me in Ireland this autumn and then went back home to Australia for a while. Thanks, Maggie, and take care of yourself there down under. I know you're having it nice and sunny and warm, but we are having it wet and windy up here. Now I'm going to play you another song from Eddie Reader's 2-CD set, The Best of Eddie Reader, and this comes from Disc 1. It's Eddie's version of a great song from the American singer-songwriter Cy Kahn, one of the finest songwriters to come from America in the last 50 years, I think. This is called What You Do With What You've Got, and never a truer word was written or sung.
If you can't hear those you love between those who use their neighbors and those who use the cane, between those in constant power and those in constant pain, between those who run to glory and those who cannot run, tell me which ones are the cripples and which ones touch the sand.
What you do with what you've got. Eddie Reader from the albums The Best of Eddie Reader, and that is from Disc 1. Now, here's another Rain Museum song. I picked down an album called At the Pure Fountain. Robin Williamson and Clive Palmer of the Incredible String Band got together a couple of years back to make the album, and on it they recorded what I think is a brilliant version of the Lead Belly song Relax Your Mind. But more importantly, let's see what you think. I have to say, by the way, that this did in fact help to relax my mind as I stared out at the curtains of rain lashing in from Inishbofin to the mainland of Connemara.
We were talking about the highway. Please don't block my road. Well, we were talking about the highway. Please don't block my road. I got the blues about Miss So-and-so, but I'm booked and I got to go. Relax your mind, relax your mind. You've been living a great long time. Sometimes got to relax your mind. Relax your mind, relax your mind. You'll be living a great long time. Sometimes got to relax your mind. Well, your motor's missing, baby, but I look up under your hood. Well, your motor's missing, baby. I gotta look up under your hood. I've got a feeling I can do your engine some good. Relax your mind, relax your mind. You've been living a great long time. Sometimes you got to relax your mind. Relax your mind, relax your mind. You've been living a great long time. Sometimes you've got to relax your mind. Now me and my old China talking about days gone by. Yes, me and my old China talking about days gone by. Who knows where the time goes? Suppose we're satisfied. Relax your mind, relax your mind. You'll be living a great long time. Sometimes you got to relax your mind. Relax your mind, relax your mind.
Robin Williamson and Clive Palmer with a cracking version of the Lead Belly standard Relax Your Mind. That's from an album called At the Pure Fountain. Now, there's a pub I go to in Clifton, just down the road from where I live in Connemara, called Guy's Bar. I often go there over lunchtime for a sandwich with my old mate, Eamon McLaughlin, who I'm going to dedicate this next song to. On a Friday night in the bar, there's a little band called Boxwood, a trio composed of John Durning on vocals and guitar, Lol Hardiman on vocals and guitar, and what a guitar player he is, and Shona O'Flaherty on fiddle. Great fiddler she is too. The three of them make an absolutely great sound, and they've just produced their first CD. It's called Boxwood, which is the name of their trio, and from it this is their version of the Raikuda song, No Banker Left Behind. And I will dedicate this to all the bankers, not just in Ireland, but also to those who managed to ruin the economy here on mainland Britain. Here's Boxwood.
My telephone rang one evening, my buddy called for me. He said, the bankers are all even, you better call around and see. It's a startling revelation, they robbed the nation blind. All down at the station, no bankers left behind. No bankers.
one recorded just down the road from me in Cleggan, Connemara. That was Boxwood with No Banker Left Behind from an album simply called Boxwood. And John Durning's promised me he's going to give me details of how to get hold of that album. And as soon as I get them, I'll put them up on the website. By the way, if you want any information on any of the artists you hear on this show, just go to the website, 3W'sMikeHardingFolkShow.com, and you'll find links through to all the artists on this particular show, and of course also every artist that's ever appeared on this show. And by the way, for you people listening in Australia, Canada, New Zealand and Ireland, you can also download more than 160, I think it is, podcasts now, and you can keep them on your phone, your iPad or your whatever. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I played you a track from a new album from Richard Moss, great guitarist and great singer, who also works with me from time to time in the Williams Small Orchestra, as well as that great band Drop the Floor. Richard's album Back to the Yellow Hills is, I think, a little gem, and I did say I was going to play you another track from it. This is a Lancashire dialect poem called Friends Are Few When Folk Are Poor, and Richard has set it to music. He's written a tune for the words. And do I need to explain anything else? Clem means to starve, to be hungry. And boggart. A boggart is a ghost. So in other words, the guy, because he's poor, has become invisible to all those former friends. Anyway, the song does tell its own story, and I'm sure you'll find your way round the dialect. Friends are few when folk are poor.
Work, brass to spangle, I never wanted for a friend, and folk come camping, me each neat, and moved when meeting me in the street, me company were courted then by business chaps and gentlemen, I counted comrades by the score, but now I've none. 'Cause I'm poor. I had invitations every day to dine, a drink, a tecmite, or come and have a friendly chat with Mr. This and Mrs. That and Squire Consequence to boot. He'd ask me out fish or shoot with dog and gun or fell a moor, but that's knocked off because I'm poor. Scotchmen bothered me with goods and tongs as smooth as soft soaps or for patronage, and strove to get it yards of cloth and years of credit. Now they've turned the tune-bit mass, some talking to for ready brass, or they can't sit number. Oh, me door, well, they've grown so blind since I've grown poor. And what makes matters much more foul, well, me kinsfolk doesn't know me now, all puffed up with pride. Such a pitch, they've no relations but what's rich. And even me own brother Jim, he says I'm nowt akin to him. By gum thought I, well, that's a thrower. Well, a man's a boggart when he is poor. Workhouse. When I'm done, or who likes going into Union Light, leave it lay me down indeed and live on public charity. One parish beer, town's relief, once looked on next door to a thief, once inside a workhouse door, they'll keep you alive, but not much more. So the world wags on from day to day, and so it says, it seems to say, well, this poverty's a deadly sin, what banishes both friends and kin, and stinks on every noble nose. So you who've neither meat nor clothes must live on fare and lie on floor. Well, it serves you right because you're poor.
Recorded live in one take, as was the album by Boxwood and Jed Grimes' own album. I do like that feel, the live performance that happens when somebody gets in a studio, just sits in front of the microphone and just does it. It really works, for me at least. Richard Moss there, from his album Back to the Yellow Hills, with Friends Are Few When Folk Are Poor. I mentioned earlier on in the programme about European Celtic bands, and I said I was going to play you a track from a new one. Well, new to me. Farren Flad come from Belgium. I think they're almost all Belgians, apart from maybe the lead vocalist, who's called Heather, which I don't think is a Belgian name. But I don't know very much about them because their website doesn't tell me very much at all. But what I do know is that they make great music. Their album is called Swing the Candle, and this is a cracking version. The BBC used to tell me off for saying cracking, but I can say it as much as I like now. This is a cracking version of the traditional song, Katie Cruel.
first I came to town, they called me the Roving Jewel. Now they've changed their tune, call me Katie Cruel. Oh, diddle any day, oh, the little day.
Oh, beautiful stuff. Farren Flad, I don't know what it means. It probably means something in Belgian. Farren Flad from the album Swing the Candle with Katie Cruel, a song which I think originally came from North America. I must check that out. Linda Thompson, of course, does a brilliant version of that song too. But I love that version there that the group do. Brilliant stuff. I'll play another track from that CD, maybe next week or the week after. Now, I'm going to read this because there's no point in me pretending I've made all this up myself. The Gloaming is fiddle master Martin Hayes, guitarist Dennis Cahill, Sean Nose singer Ilo O'Leonard, Hardanger innovator Quiveen O'Reilly, and New York pianist Thomas Bartlett. These five master musicians, each with highly successful individual careers, have come together in The Gloaming to create new music which pairs memorable, yearning melodies with a progressive style. I played a couple of tracks from their first album. I think The Gloaming are one of the most exciting bands to happen to Irish music in the last 10 years. I love the mastery that these men have of their music, and I love the beautiful tonality they get and the way they get so deep into the music and bring out the great intrinsic beauty in so much Irish music. This is a song called The Pilgrim Song from their new album, which is going to be released at the end of this month. It's simply called The Gloaming 2. Like I say, this is called The Pilgrim Song. Vocals there of Ella O'Leonard with The Pilgrim's Song from the Gloaming's album The Gloaming 2, released at the end of this month. They're going on tour to promote the album, appearing at the Union Chapel, London, I think, and then they've got a heap of dates in Dublin, but I believe almost all of them are sold out. There's later dates further across Europe and the States, which you may get a chance of going to see. You can get a link through to their website via my website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com. I'm going to stick with the name Pilgrim, at least, because I'm going to play you a track from a new album by that cracking young band, Pilgrim's Way. I've been a massive fan of the band ever since I heard their first album, way back when. The band are comprised of Tom Kitching, Lucy Wright and Edwin Bissant. They've also been joined by a new instrumentalist called John Loomes, L-O-O-M-E-S. I do hope that's how you pronounce it. Between the four of them, they play 40 instruments on this album. I think the arrangements are superb, and they play with what I would describe as terrific verve. I do like that word, verve. And I also love the band because Lucy Wright is one of the few Lady Jew's Harp players on the planet. In fact, she comes from a long line of Jew's Harp players, believe it or not. Pilgrim's Way from their album Red Diesel with a brilliant version of the traditional song Boston City.
Boston City. Boston City boys, the place we all know well. Brought up by honest parents, the truth to you I'll tell. Brought up by honest parents and raised most tenderly, till I became a roving blade at the age of 23. My character it was taken and I was sent to jail. My parents tried to bail me out, but it was all in vain. The jury found me guilty and the clerk he wrote it down. Judge, he pronounced my sentence to be sent to Charlestown. I saw me aged father standing at the bar. Likewise, me aged mother a tearing of her hair, a tearing of her old grey locks. The tears come tumbling down, crying, Michael, my son, what have you done to be sent to Charlestown? City boys, the place we all know well. And if there I get my liberty, along with her I'll dwell. If there I get my liberty, my company I will shun, like the robbing of the monster bank and the drinking of the rum. To you, lads, who have your liberty, just keep it while you can. Don't roam the street be night and day, nor break the laws of man. For if you do, you're sure to ruin, end up just like me, a spending of your 21 years in the Royal.
Watersons sang a version of that called The Whitby Lad, and a guy called Jumbo Brightwell, isn't that a wonderful name? Jumbo Brightwell sang a version called Botany Bay, sometimes called the Boston Burglar. That was Boston City, about a boy who goes to the bad and ends up in some cases transported to Botany Bay. In his case, he got 21 years in the Royal Artillery. That's from Pilgrim's Way album Red Diesel, Boston City. And I'll definitely play you another track from that CD in the weeks to come, because it is a cracker. Now, here's another track from the Rain Museum of Connemara. I took down off the shelf a CD which had no label on it because it was a live recording done by a friend of mine, Bernard, at the Clifton Arts Festival many years back. That young melodeon player Martin O'Connor and guitarist Shamie O'Dowd were sitting at home peacefully one Sunday afternoon when the phone rang. Martin's wife picked it up. He was in the shower at the time, I think. And she said hello, and the voice on the other end said, what time will Martin be getting to Clifton? Why, she said. Well, the voice said, he's booked here at the Arts Festival in about 2 hours' time. Well, this was the first, apparently, that Martin had heard of it. So he jumped in his clothes, jumped in the car, phoned Shamie, and the two of them sped to Clifton and arrived there just in time to put on what was an absolutely stupendous concert. I happened to be there myself at the time, and it was truly magnificent. Whether they were fired up by the adrenaline of discovering not only that they were booked at the festival, but that they were very, very late, or not, I don't know, but certainly there was something happened that afternoon that produced some of the greatest music you'll ever hear. I've just lifted a track from the CD, and as far as I know, this has never before been broadcast, except perhaps by my mate Eamon McLaughlin on Connemara Community Radio. Two fantastic hornpipes, the Star and the Independent. The playing on this is without peer. It is just out of this world completely. Two geniuses, Shamey O'Dowd on guitar, Martin O'Connor on melodeon. Just has to be up there with all the great musical tracks of all time. Just wonderful, wonderful playing. Merchin O'Connor and Shamey O'Dowd live in Cleggan at the Cleggan Arts Week Festival with two great hornpipes, the Star and the Independent. I did, by the way, have a look very closely at Merchin O'Connor's fingers, and he in fact does have 11 fingers on his right hand. Now, Kelly Oliver is a young singer-songwriter who's well worth a listen, particularly when she tells us stories, as she does in this song from a cracking little album called Bedlam. Here she is with a beautiful song called Miles to Tralee. Thank you. She carries on writing songs like that. I think we're going to hear a lot more from that lass in the years to come. Kelly Oliver from her album Bedlam with Miles to Tralee. I don't have any sleeve notes for that, so I can't tell you who the musicians were on that particular track, but they were damn good, whoever they are. Now, on the Bob Dylan show recently, I wanted to play Christy Moore's version of The Lonesome Death of Hattie Carroll, but unfortunately, I ran out of time, so I'm going to play it for you now because I think it is one of the best versions of this song ever. Christy Moore, as always, never sings a song without meaning it, 125%. And this story of the death of an innocent black woman whose murderer got away pretty much scot-free is a story that needs telling over and over again.
Williams and Zinger killed Hattie Carroll. Well, they came daddy to world on his diamond ring finger. At a Baltimore hotel, society gathering. The police were called in, and his weapon took from him. They drove him into custody down to the station. Charged Williams and Zinger with first-degree murder. Philosophize disgrace, criticize my fame. Take that rag away from your face, but now's not the time for your tears. When Williams and Zinger was 24, he He was farming tobacco on 600 acres with rich, wealthy parents to provide and protect him. High office relations in the politics of Maryland reacted to his deed with a shrug of his shoulders, with sneering and swear words. His tongue, it was snarling. In less than 10 minutes, on bail was out walking. And you, who philosophize disgrace, criticize my fears, take that rag away from your face, and now's not the time for your tears. Harry Carroll was a maid who worked in the kitchen, 51 years old with 10 children. She carried the dishes and took out the garbage. She never once sat at the head of the table. She never even spoke to the people at the table. Just cleared all the food from the table and emptied ashtrays on a whole other level. Killed by a blow and lay slain by a cane that sailed through the air and came down through the room. Determined to destroy all that's gentle, she never did nothing to Williams and Zinger. And you who philosophize disgrace, criticize my fears, take that rag away from your face, and now's not the time for your tears. In the courtroom of honor, the judge pounded his gavel to show all is equal and his court is on the level. That the strings and the books are not pulled or persuaded, and even the rich, they get properly treated. Once the cops have chased them and cut them, the ladder of the law has no top and no bottom. He's scared of that man who had killed for no reason, who just happened to be feeling that way without warning. He spoke through his cloak, most deep and distinguished, and handed down sternly for penalty and repentance, gave Williams and Zinger a 6-month sentence. Philosophize disgrace, criticize my fears, bury that rag most deep in your face, and now is the time for your tears.
The Lonesome Death of Hattie Carroll, or as it's called here, just simply Hattie Carroll, from Christy Moore's album Burning Times. I'm going to play one more track from the Connemara Rain Museum, and then I won't mention it again. I promise you, I will not mention it again until the next time I'm there in the damp and the rain. I had a great time there, I've got to say, in spite of the weather, because I did manage to get out and play in a couple of sessions, and I went to a concert on one of the nights there. It was on the Monday night, and the concert featured Tim Eadie, Kevin Burke, and Liam O'Mweenley. The three of them came together, individual musicians, and in the case of Liam, a great singer, of course, from Hothouse Flowers, way back. And they made what was an absolutely incredible concert coming together. They'd never played before. They had about half a day's rehearsal, but the show they did was utterly, utterly magnificent. I think it's been recorded. I think it was recorded in Cork, in which case I will play you a track if I get hold of the CD. But in the meantime, after the concert, we went across to the Station Hotel bar to have a few scoops, and Kevin gave me a copy of a CD he's working on with John Brennan, a great electric guitarist from America. The CD is going to be called, well, this is the tentative title, The Pound Ridge Sessions, and I'm going to play you a track from it now called The Lonesome Waltz, written by Bill Munro. It's very unusual for me to finish a show with an instrumental, but this is so beautiful and so, well, restful, I suppose, that you could relax your mind, as Robin Williamson and Clive Palmer told us to do earlier on in the show. So just sit back and waltz away to this. Bill Monroe's Lonesome Moonlight Waltz from Kevin Burke and John Brennan. You're all up and dancing around the kitchen to that. Particularly you people who've just woken up in Australia. Lonesome Midnight Waltz. Bill Monroe wrote it, and that was played there by Kevin Burke and John Brennan. It comes from an album which is tentatively called The Pound Ridge Sessions, and that was a pre-release demo. It's probably going to be mixed a little bit differently when it eventually reaches the final cut. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget to spread the word, keep the faith, and mind how you go. Ta-da.